You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, buddy. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, and I hope you've all had an amazing week. So this week with the astrology, we do have the new moon that's going to be in Taurus on the 17th of May at 6:01 a.m. That is my time in Sydney. So we actually have some good positive aspects to the moon, but we have it's like a cloud of another transit that I feel like is going to overshadow the new moon. So the positive aspects with this is that we have the moon and the sun. It's going to be sextile to Jupiter, so it's bringing in some positive energy with that. This new moon will be linked in with finances because Taurus rules money, because if you're a Taurus, you'll find that Taurus are good with money, or they like money. They're all about money. They also like to be, they crave stability, and they have like big values. They're also team players. So these are the things that are going to come up with this new moon energy. So with that Jupiter, and it's Jupiter in Cancer, so there is like a nurturing vibe there with that. And there could be some, if it was just looking at these energies, I would say it's a really good new moon. We've also got the Sun, Moon, Mercury, all in try to, and also Uranus in try to Pluto. So there could be energy here where it is about destruction, rebuilding, or an end is coming, but at the same time, it's a positive. These things that need to happen, and it's a positive ending. So we've got all these aspects here, but we've also got on the same day, we have the Mars and Chiron conjunction. So with Mars, it's about your anger, it's motivation, it's your strength. Mixing that with Chiron, I call Chiron the planet of pain. Other people call it's a wounded healer. But for me, I never sort of see it as a healing. So you might feel a little bit less confident. There's in Aries, so it might be intense anger, a whole lot more fire. So we may sort of got this fire and earth energy happening at the same time. And I feel like that's going to feel a sense of unstableness, because Taurus crave to be, things have balance and stable. And it's going to cause a little bit of an imbalance. We've also got happening today, we've got the Sun conjuncting Mercury. So there could be today be about all about communication. Maybe you're more talkative, a lot more things happening around you. I feel like it might be even chaos energy as well. So we do have that. We've got Venus on the 18th. That's going to be in sextile to Chiron. That would be a positive aspect. So that's about finances or relationships. And it could be, I feel like this week it's about having tough conversations, and it's about things that have to happen. And it could be like a new respectful energy coming into the relationships, or it could be that it's time to cut cords in relationships. I do feel like that's the energy that's going to be coming up this week with what we have. Because on the 18th, we've also got Mercury, it's going to conjunct Uranus in Gemini. So, and that's right after that new moon there. Also on that new moon, that Mercury is going to be moving into Gemini, which is, again, it's about conversation, being quite chatty. When it conjuncts Mercury, it could be unexpected communication. So you might hear from someone you didn't think you would hear from, or someone like out of the blue may contact you. You might have thoughts, like racing thoughts through your head, and things you haven't thought about, or just all odd things coming through your head. It could be you're communicating in different ways. It could be coming up with new ideas, new inventions. So it is a bigger week, a lot of things with Mercury. We've also got on the 19th, you've got Mercury is going to be in sextile to Neptune. So I feel like that's about walking your way through if people are trying to pull the wool over your eyes or something's a little bit murky, but you're talking your way through it, if it's like someone's trying to say like con you or tell you a story, you're able to see what, you know, what's real, what's not real with that transit, I feel. We've also got on the 19th, you've got Venus moving into Cancer, where Jupiter's in Cancer as well. So they're not actually meeting up yet, but they are going to be in the same sign. So that could be, that could maybe make house prices go up slightly. It could also be that you're trying to redecorate, spending money in a home. It could also could be mending relationships and family dynamics as well with that. And we've got also on the 19th, we've got Mars that's going to be moving into Taurus too. So Mars in Taurus, I do feel like they can create, it's like fire going into an earth sign. So it could create a bit of an imbalance. It could also create energy of, I think, like, I just feel like things are going to be looked at this week. But I do feel like it's going to be intense week and stable. It could be in finances being exposed, could also come up this week as well. Might be a sense of someone being pushed out, could also be coming up this week too. Let's go to the caller. So we've got here Connie. So she's in California. So hi, Connie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm in a little bind. I need to move out by June 15th from where I'm living at right now. I haven't found a place, and I feel my finances stuck.
I just feel like it's a bit tight. I feel like something's gonna happen in nick of. I keep on hearing nick of time, so I just feel like in a nick of time, you're gonna find something. I am seeing like a female who's a little bit larger of a lady, and I do see her sort of helping you out. It could be that you're gonna stay with her, or she's gonna help you to find somewhere new. She has short hair. It's like it is short, but it's sort of styled on top. And I feel like that she's quite sweet, and she's quite happy, but I just feel like she's going to help you out. And with your finances, are you having to look for two jobs, or is it two jobs that you have? Because I keep on getting like saying about two jobs.
I need to start looking for a job, and right now I do volunteer work. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. I keep on seeing the two jobs. So
that would be great.
Yeah. Look, I feel like it could be by the end of the month that you get money, like some more money stream coming into you. It might not be anything flash. It might be something that's just like in the nick of time, like just something that you get that's going to help you out. It could be like in retail, or it could be, I feel like, a shop, but it's nothing flash, but it's a start of an opportunity. I feel like that you're very quite smart, and you are quite resilient.
Yes.
So I'm hearing, so the place that you're, I don't know if it's the place you're going to go to or the place that you're in, I'm hearing it's old. So is the place that you're in, is it a bit damp, or is that the old place?
No, I rented. I'm renting.
Yes, I understand that. But the building that you're in, is it an old, I'm seeing an old building. So I don't know if it's where you are or where you're going to. But I'm also hearing that it's damp, which I feel like it might be the building that you're in. So is it a bit damp? But there's moisture. Is there moisture inside the building somehow?
Yes, right here where I am, yes, it has mold.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was getting at. It's that building. Look, because I kind of feel like that it needs to be, this building needs to be sort of, there's a lot of problems with the building, and I kind of feel like it needs to be started again and needs to be torn down. Look, I feel like you're so the place that you're going to go into, I do see a fence around it. It's that wire fence around it, which I think you guys call it a chain link fence. I feel like where you go, it will do for now. And then as you get more, money, you'll go up from there. This won't, this next place that you go to won't be like your forever place. It will just be an in-between place.
Okay.
But I feel like where you're going to go to, it won't be damp. It will be, I feel like it's going to be sunshine coming through it. So I feel like the sun's going to shine through the windows. So I feel like you're going to feel the warmth of the sun come through. I feel like that it's like an open space to there. Mm-hmm. It even could be through like a community. It even could open like community housing or through community. I just feel you're going to get this help here for you. I just feel like something's going to come through in a good time. If not, I feel like it's this lady that I see that I feel like is going to help you, whether it be you moving with her or she helps you to find something. I just feel like that there's a safety net with you. So I feel like there'll be something that comes up.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I have another question. My ex passed away last year after we were life partners for 17 years. And he left me some money, but I haven't been able to collect that money at all.
Because of no paperwork? I'm just saying there's no paperwork.
And because he is not on his will, he left me a promissory note. And that I cannot find a lawyer, probate lawyer, because we don't know where the money is coming out from.
Yeah, but it's not, you're not going to have anything buying legal. I feel like it's something to do with the paper, because I was getting you saying that you just know it's not in the will, which could be what I'm picking up, but there's no paper. I feel like it's going to be a bit hard. You might have to go to legal aid. I just feel like there's going to be, it's not going to be straightforward, and it is going to be hard. I feel like it's going to be hard to prove this. So I feel like this is going to take you a bit more time to get a bit more complex to go through it. I think it's going to be harder, but I think you'll get some good legal advice there. I think you'll get some free legal advice, and that will help you. I mean, legal aids. I feel like that's what you'll get for that. But thank you for calling in today.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So everybody, if you want to contact me for a reading, you can. My website is Lady D's Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady D's Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D as Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic, and the same as my YouTube as well. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you all have an amazing week and a great weekend, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.